We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Come on, Blue.
Hard Feelings on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. With your host, Wig Doc.
D'un gros bonhomme en bois.
And then I wrote Sketches and Exasperations of a Big Boob Made of Wood.
Tyrolienne Turque.
In the manner of Mozart, of course.
À la manière de ces messieurs.
A skinny dance for a skinny gentleman.
Deep beneath an ancient shadow. Dimensions of quadraphonic sleep. Dwelt the wild, grinding Cyclopean pagan, screaming destruction in sheer dazzling raiment. A thunderbolt master, electronic savior, a gold galactic raver, the futuristic dragon, yes. And I do mean yes.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hard Feelings here on WYXR 91.7 FM. I'm your host, The Wig Doc. You are listening to the radio, and what are we going to play for you today? That's a great question, man. Or whoever's out there, ladies and germs, as they like to say. I'm going to be playing tunes that feature early uses, so... Let me go back a little bit, right? Synthesizer, it's kind of like taken for granted today. It's in all music. All music is synthesized in some way, it seems. You know, electronic music, You know, since the 1980s, it's kind of the dominant mode of all pop music. But, you know, it's hard to think, but there was a time where the synthesizer didn't exist. Electronic sounds weren't really a thing. Electricity is not that old, folks. Remember that. So I'm going to be playing kind of a early, you know, uses of the synthesizer from the 1970s specifically. It's kind of when the synthesizers became, you know, more prominent in pop music, you know, not just pop music, but music in general, the music vernacular, throughout the world, really, from all types of styles and sounds. So let's go back through what we just heard. We started off with an Eric Satie track, which is, he's a composer from the 20th century, pretty good composer at that. But that features an early Moog. It's kind of it's from an album called The Electronic Spirit of Eric Satie. And that song is Croquis et Agressance de un Bonhomme en Bois. So that features an early Moog synthesizers from 1972. And then right after that, we heard the great Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Futuristic Dragon. That album is awesome. If you've never listened to it, a lot of it was released, I think, posthumously from after Mark Bolan's death. But that is kind of a more experimental album from T-Rex, where he really started playing around with early synthesizers in the mid-1970s. Who knows what he would have done from there if he had not, unfortunately, passed away too soon after a car accident. So yeah, let's get back into it. We're going to hear Moog sounds, ARP sounds, early synthesizers from the 1970s, from all types of genres, really, you know, to give you a little flavor of what this sounded like back then and how it's influenced how things sound today. That's right, WYXR 91.7 FM. Let's get back into it. We'll be right back.
Everyone, this is Anita Ward. Ring my bell. And you're listening to WYXR 91.7, the station with the city soul.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hard Feelings here on WYXR 91.7 FM. That's right, Memphis Radio. I'm the Wig Doc. Like I said, Hard Feelings, just in case you didn't know what you were listening to. Again, today, if you're just tuning in, we're exploring the sounds of 1970s synthesizers. Again, synthesizers, take it for granted today, but they made a huge impact on the, you know, the in the mid, I guess like late to mid 20th century, changed how we perceive music, how music is made, how sounds are made, etc., etc. So, you know, let's go back through what we just heard. That was Hydravion. They're a French space rock group. That's from 1977. That is called Les Hydravions d'Argent. And as you just heard, right, you know, super spacey, but all electronic, which is really cool. You know, very unique to its time. You know, we still hear remnants of that today. For that, we heard the great Sun Bear disco group. And in the middle of that one, you know, that's called I Heard the Voice of Music Say, featuring very prominent Moog solo, which was pretty cool. That Hydravion song, I think, features all the kind of big, heavy-duty synths of the time. The ARP, the Mini Moog, the Korg SD. And then we started off our set there with the Aggravators doing Joe Louis. So yeah, Joe Louis, that's a kind of classic Moog sound, and you could just imagine, I don't know, probably Bunny Lee or someone in the studio just having real fun with that new Moog they must have gotten. So it even, you know, these sounds were making it down to, or sorry, these synthesizers were even making it down to Jamaica and influencing dub, and later, you know, that would have the whole Digi-dub revolution in the 1980s, and, you know, we have dance hall today for that, or thanks to that. So, again, synthesizers, pretty important. I love the sound of the 1970s, and I love the sound of synthesizers in the 1970s. So, that's where we're going to be. We're going to play some more for you, though. But, first, let's hear from one of our sponsors. And we'll get back into it with maybe one of my favorite and probably one of the most highly regarded synthesists of the 20th century. There's going to be a Mort Garson song coming up off one of his side projects. Go a little bit more into him when we talk again, but let's hear from a sponsor first.
Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting the Yellow Jackets, Saturday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Originally formed in 1970, the Yellow Jackets have recorded 25 albums and enjoyed worldwide acclaim for the melding of jazz, funk, and R&B. More information and tickets at gpacweb.com.
Thank you. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette.
Oh,
Welcome back, everyone, to Hard Feelings here on WYXR 91.7 FM. That's right, I'm your host, The Wig Doc. It's a beautiful day out here in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, I want to announce quickly that you like the band Cake? Well, you can enter to win to see them for free at the Bank Plus Amphitheater on Friday, April 18th. That's right, just go to tickets.wyxr.org and enter to win, and you can see Cake. You can have your cake and eat it too, as they say. Anyway, before we get back into the music, let's go through what we just heard, right? So we're exploring the sounds of the 1970s from the lens of synthesizers. And like I said earlier, if you were listening, synthesizers, you know, they changed the way music sounded, was made. That last one was by a novelty group, I believe from France or Canada, not 100% sure, called Alarm Clock, and that song is called Tic Tac. That was kind of one of the early places, and that's from the early 70s. That's kind of like novelty songs, very early to adopt synthesizers for, you know, obviously novelty sake. It's in the name of the quote-unquote genre. But that one's fun. It's a little disco-y, a little funky, but also has that very heavy synthesis in it. Before that, we heard the great The Normal, Warm Leatherette. Man, that is an exercise in how you can do a lot with a little. I think that was all made on a single Korg 700S. Dennis Miller, like, man, you know, created synth pop, industrial music, dark wave, any one of those genres can kind of all go back, post-punk, you know, new wave, kind of can all kind of be traced back to that song, Warm Leatherette by The Normal, Mute Records. And then before that, we heard the great Mort Garson, who many consider kind of one of the greatest synthesists of the 20th century. That was under one of his aliases, funnily enough, named Lucifer. Spooky, right? That album's called Black Mass, and that song is called Solomon's Ring. I think he made that record to kind of cash in on the occult craze of the early 70s, late 60s. Maybe he was an occultist. I don't really know. But hey, you've got the internet. We got the internet now. We can look that kind of thing up. But Mort Garson, if you've never heard Plantasia, that's a great album. The Black Mass record is great. It's really fun explorations on Moog synthesizers. All right. Well, I'm going to get back into playing more of these tunes for you. But first, we're going to want to hear from one of our sponsors. But we're going to get back into it with one of my favorite pieces of early electronic music, specifically my favorite album of just like straight synthesized sounds. The band is called Mother Mallard's Portable Masterpiece Co. The song is called Water Wheel. It's off an album called Like a Duck to Water. They were kind of the Bob Moog house band. That's funny as that sounds. All just, you know, three individuals making incredible music on Moog synthesizers. It's spacey, so stay tuned in and enjoy the ride, as they used to say. And, we'll keep play more after that as well. But let's hear from a sponsor first.
Support for WYXR comes from AEG Presents, presenting Kraftwerk, coming to the Overton Park Shell on Tuesday, March 25th of 2025. Tickets on sale now. More information at kraftwerk.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, folks, to Hard Feelings here on WYXR 91.7 FM. That's right. That was Gary Newman doing metal. Before that, we had the great Mother Mallard, David Borden and co. doing Waterwheel epic synthesizer tracks from the 1970s. That's what we're all about today. That's what we've been playing here on Hard Feelings. And I've got another one from you from the kings of it. You know, who shaped 21st century more than this next group? Bunch of blokes from, well, they're not really blokes. Bunch of gentlemen from Germany. That's right, Kraftwerk. Playing here soon, so get your tickets. But let's hear from one of our sponsors and then get a little radio activity.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Sims Murphy, leaders in brain and spine care, whose mission is to deliver the best care for people suffering from spine and brain conditions while advancing the field of neuroscience. More information at sims-murphy.com.
Empfangsgerät.
All right, folks, that's going to be it for me today. Thanks for tuning in, staying tuned in with me here on 91.7 FM. I'm the Wig Doc. We played some 70s synth tunes. That was, of course, the great Kraftwerk. Be on the lookout for them playing in Memphis soon. That was Radioactivity. I'll leave you with a little Harper Valley PTA a la Moog style from Gil Trihal. Take care, everyone. Till next time, same place next week, 91.7 FM.